Hi, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions. Welcome back to my podcast. Today I want to give you a little bit of a lesson in business, and I'm then going to relate that to your personal life and also a little bit of homework. Now, if you own a business, you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. If you have never owned a business, you may take a couple of seconds to click as to what I'm saying. The way they determine the value of a company is they take their assets, which is the things in the company that are worth something. This could be cash, it could be investments that the company has, real estate, it might own the building that it's in or the land it's on, cars that they lease, equipment, products that they have, furniture, that sort of thing. Things that are actually worth money. And then they list the liabilities, which are things like the bills that the company owes, mortgages, loans that they've got taken out, that sort of thing. And they take the liabilities or the things that cost money or don't make money, and they take it away from the assets. And what you have left should hopefully be in a positive figure. That means that the company is a viable company and it is making money. If the margin is large, it's a very successful company. If it's obviously very small, it's not necessarily a very efficient company. And that's how things like share prices are determined and all that sort of thing. Now, if you apply that to your personal life, you would take your assets, which are things like the house that you own, investments that you have, furniture and effects, cash, and you take away your liabilities, which are things like your mortgage, credit cards, money that you might owe to family, your friends, whatever. And you take your liabilities away from your assets, and what you have left is your net worth, your personal net worth. Now, once you've taken away your liabilities from your assets, you've got $1 million, you're technically a millionaire. And obviously, the larger that is, the more your net worth. And if your liabilities are larger than your assets, you're in a little bit of financial doo-doo, so you need to sort that one out. But we'll deal with that later on in other podcasts. Now, if we apply that to an internal environment, which is one of the first big questions, and it's one of the ones that I go on and on about because I realize myself for my journey and consequently everyone else's, that your internal environment is critical, absolutely critical to the success of the other big questions. Because if you can't get your internal environment right, you're not going to get the rest of it right, or you're going to struggle to get it right. So if we weighed up our internal assets and our internal liabilities, it would probably look something like this. Your internal assets might be things like your creativity, your imagination, your vision, your generosity, courage, persistence, your integrity, your morals, your values, your connections with people, your relationships. It might be skills that you have in selling, communicating, persuading people, ability to market, how good your time management is, things like that. And then your liabilities might be things like anger, small-mindedness, being a perfectionist, fear, anxiety, procrastination, having a bad reputation, being lazy, being poorly organized with your time and your abilities. So if you took away your liabilities from your assets, what you have left should be in the positive. You should be left with more assets than liabilities. If it's the other way around, you're in trouble and you need to start rewiring yourself. So your homework today is to get a piece of paper and on one side list your assets. These are the things that move you forward in your life, things that make you a better person, things that make you a more viable human being. And on the other side, I want you to write your liabilities, the things that drag you down, that stop you achieving, the things that draw you back from making you a better person. And hopefully the list on your liability side is considerably less than the one on your asset side. So at the end of the day, we should have an idea as to where we need to focus our efforts or your efforts, because I'm doing this as well, is we should have a focus point of what liabilities we need to trim up on and assets that we need to build on. So that's today's podcast, nice and quick. I do not like to keep them nice and quick. I had someone send me an email and ask, why do you only make them 5-10 minutes when everyone else is making them a half hour, an hour long? It's because I believe in getting in, saying the information, getting on with it. I don't want to just waffle on and waste your time and my time. So that's your homework for today. Feel free to send me an email as to how you're going. I do like getting this feedback. Let me know what your assets and liabilities are. So if you want to send me an email, it's the7bigquestions@yahoo.com, and that's 7 with the number 7. And we'll catch you at the next podcast. And remember, you've got control of all listeners. This is your choice. It's all your choice. Always has been. We'll catch you at the next podcast.